531. And this morning we profile one of our Pasifika people acknowledged in this year's Queen's Niwe's Honours List. Kolokesa Wafamahina Tuai works for Langi Ma'ama Academy and Consultancy, an educational and cultural organization she co-founded in 2018. Her knowledge of Tongan culture and background in art history, anthropology, museum and heritage studies has inspired her cultural and arts advocacy, curatorial practice and writings. Mrs. Kolokesa Wafamahina Tuai has been made a member of the New Zealand Order of Merit for services to culture and the arts. She is on the line with us now and live on our 531PI Facebook page. And we say, Maloi Le, good morning. Thank you so much for making time to have a chat with us this morning, Kolokesa.
Ai ata ke uto o fatonia ngā whakua hea. So tō wha talo wha lava e te and a huge whapitai lava and whakaue lahi to you and inangaro for the opportunity to tala no with you this morning.
Pleasure is all ours. Now before we do talk about the honour that has been bestowed upon you, how is your family back in Tonga following the devastating tsunami?
Yeah, thank you, Ite. We've had my parents and other extended part of our family have made contact with some, but not all of them. And for those that we've been in contact with, you know, they're all good. Just trying to adjust to what's happening now. So yeah, thank you.
Now, Queen's Niwe's Honours List, congratulations. What does this award mean?
Yeah, thank you. And I think it really, you kind of read a little bit of the bio, you know, it really acknowledges sort of the key work that myself and my horsewa Tulu Ma'anawe Barbara Makwati Afitu, who both of us co-founded Langi Ma'ama Academy Consultancy, and we've existed for the past 3.5 years. And everything that we've done within the Academy Consultancy has been really working and walking alongside our communities to help where we can, and it's mainly been in the cultural space. So yeah, I think it's acknowledging the collective work that I've been blessed and honoured to be part of, working with our communities, because we wouldn't do what we do if it weren't for our communities, who, you know, we've got over 17 ethnic island nations that have diaspora communities here, you know, including myself, who's Tongan, and Tolu Ma'anawe, who is Samoan. So what does that mean? And how can we provide and be of service to them? And they're the ones that coming from the homeland and looking at how to adapt, maintain, and preserve our cultural practices here. And the work that we do is how can we support that, you know, where we can. So, yeah.
Yes, Langi Ma'ama Academy and Consultancy, 3 years you've just mentioned. What are some of the highlights of those 3 years in terms of the work that you've done?
Yeah, I think it really is a big aspect of what we do and what we speak about is that we, as Langi Ma'ama, act as mediators, you know, with our communities and cultural institutions, and, you know, whether it's connecting our communities to institutions to access collections that they want to see or to access a space that they want to exhibit in, but also to look at ways that we can take our knowledge into these spaces, because our community, really the reality is that we are a living and thriving community, diaspora community here in Aotearoa. So when we have cultural institutions like museums, galleries, and, you know, funding agencies like Creative New Zealand and Ministry of Culture and Heritage that provide funds to support the maintenance of cultural heritage here in Aotearoa. How do we provide them with the knowledges of our communities? And I think a big highlight for us is actually getting them to acknowledge that, hey, there's actually 17 plus ethnic island nations and with, you know, what comes with those 17 are 17 bodies of knowledges and practices, you know, and then within those island nations, there's also different sort of complexities and nuances within that as well. So I think the reality now within the cultural space is doing some amazing things, but there is a big part of our communities that are not being serviced because there's gaps in the knowledge, you know, that our cultural institutions have of really truly knowing and understanding the differences within and across our 17 plus communities. And with those differences is actually our uniqueness and can kind of contribute to genuinely and meaningfully servicing them, you know, in a real way.
Wow, 17, that's a lot of communities. I mean, off the top of my head, I probably know 7, but 17, that is a big community and a lot of ground that you do have to cover. COVID-19, been around 2 years now, off the top of my head, it seems like it's been around longer. How has that affected your work?
It hasn't really. I think it's the impact for us. A lot of our work is getting out there in our communities and spending time and space with them. And with COVID-19, it's given us the time to pause, you know, but also we are still able to use platform like Zoom that we're using this morning and other online platforms to still link and communicate with our communities. And in some cases, it's meant, you know, giving our elders a 101 on how to download Zoom and how to use other platforms. But I think a lot of our communities are used to platforms like Facebook, and there's Facebook Messenger and FaceTime. So you know, communication is still, and the work that we do has still been able to continue, you know, with COVID-19.
Just thinking off the top of my head, in terms of the devastation that has been caused in Tonga by the tsunami, I guess we don't really think about that in these cases, because often you're thinking about life, you're thinking about food, you're thinking about water. But what effect will it have on the material culture of Tonga?
It will have impacts, you know, because the physical, you know, seeing some of the images that have come through in terms of the tangible, the homes and what is within those homes and buildings and whatever was, you know, are held within those buildings. But I think with, you know, with the work that we do, where, you know, we with Langi Mama, in terms of privileging and our indigenous knowledges, you know, so irrespective of the materiality of our cultures, if the knowledge is there, we can still make those tangible things. We can still verbally pass on that knowledge to our communities and to our younger generation. So yes, it will mean the, you know, material, physical things are gonna, you know, there's huge loss in that. But, you know, the key is if we have and we retain and maintain the knowledge, then, you know, we can still make those things. We can still practice our cultural practices because the knowledge is still there and is carried by us, with us, and, you know, with all of our communities. So yeah, does that answer your question?
Absolutely, yes. In terms of when you will get, which ceremony will you choose, or how is alert level red going to affect the ceremonies when they present you with your honour?
Yeah, at this stage, they've just sent an email giving us an option to choose. I think there's one in May for the Auckland ceremony, so I might opt for that one. And I think, yeah, with that, I think things can still happen. It'll just be restrictions of numbers and if you're vaccinated or not, you know? So, yeah.
Absolutely. Kolokes wafamahina tuai. Congratulations once again. Thank you for making time for us this morning. And we'll look forward to you seeing you get that award from the Governor General, hopefully, fingers crossed, in May.
Thank you, Ete, and to Inangaro for the opportunity to have a good talanoa with you this morning.
The pleasure is all ours. Thank you very much. You're listening to Early Edition with Ete, 531 PI, bringing Pacific people together. Was just talking there with Kolokesa Wafamahina Tuai, who has been a recipient of the Member of the New Zealand Order of Merit as part of this year's Queen's New Year's Honours list.